Hello.
Hi, is this Monica?
Speaking.
This is Sarah with Family First Care.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling regarding Rebecca Rogers. Were you able to staff her?
No.
Okay,
no,
I have a caregiver. I have a caregiver that's active and is accepting of her case. I sent her the address, the schedule, and the care plan, and she's fully on board. The only issue is that she does not drive. She doesn't have a car.
Okay, no, I have to keep it because I thought I wasn't sure who you was. I'm sorry. I was kind of standoffish.
That's okay.
Philadelphia phone number. But I'm working on another incident report. Rebecca.
Yes.
She just went into the hospital, and she was diagnosed with cancer, with stage 4.
So oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah. She's this caregiver is experienced. She's worked with us for a long time. And, you know, thankfully she's in that area. So
she's actually requesting more hours right now. So that's why I was trying to get her. I just did a trigger assessment.
Okay.
And she's requesting 10 more hours. So we've been like, she just called me this morning actually, because we went with another agency and we've been able to get in touch with them. So I'm going to tell her that you called back. So
yeah. I'm going to call her. Do you want me to call her and I can set up the phone interview and everything?
I'm going to text her. If she says, oh, I don't want to talk, she says she's getting so many calls from like the hospital, nurses.
All right. So, I mean, even if she wants me just to send her over to meet with her or we could just send her over to start. I'm sorry.
Do you mind if I call her on the three-way right now?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So this way she knows what she is, because I don't want her to think it's someone else and you away.
I know.
Hold on.
All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I have Rebecca on the phone. I have Ms. Rogers on the phone.
Hi, Rebecca. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right. So I do have a caregiver that is interested in working your hours. Her name is Ariana, but she goes by Mabel. And she is willing to work all the hours as they are now, the Monday through Thursday, 10 to 5, and then Friday, 10 to 6. Would you like to do a phone interview, or do you want us just to start her?
That's all right. No.
Okay, so
coming here. Mama Cita's coming here today to help me out, just for as a friend.
Okay.
Do you want this agency? You want this agency, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So would you like to do an assessment, or because they need to? Don't you? You guys have to do an assessment, correct?
No, you guys. We go based off of the care plan from the insurance.
Got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's up to you if you want us. If you want to just send over the auth and we can start her, or if you want to. To have an interview with her, you let me know.
Yeah, you don't hear what I'm saying, no.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
I'm saying that Mama Cita is coming. Milagros is coming here today to help me out.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't be today. So we would have to work out.
She's my friend.
Okay.
She's with your company.
Yeah,
you
I know. Oh, you're saying you want us to hire a friend of yours.
Yes, yeah, that's what we talked about. She used to work for you. She's coming out about 11. I'm going to see.
And what was
she's
her name?
She's coming to help. I'm a gross masonette.
Oh, yeah, and she wasn't able to take your hours.
Well, I don't know. We'll talk when she gets here about 11.
All right. Well, tell her to give me a call because I do have another caregiver that's interested in the case. So now you have your choice. So when she gets over there, have her call me, okay?
All right. So, she knows your number, right?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Sarah.
All right.
All right, and she could just call the office and ask for me. And then, either way, we're going to get the authorization because she's in 8 of hours and the second caregiver that I have also is ready to start. So,
we'll know by today. All right.
Okay.
And I'm getting another call.
Ms. Rogers.
I can't help it. I just had brain surgery. I'm getting another call. I got to talk to these doctors. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We'll call her back. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Sarah, are you still there?
I know. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. She's disconnected. You see what I have to go?
I know. All right, so just send us the authorization. We will figure out which of those two caregivers, but we have two options now where we had none. So that's the good news.
Okay, let me see if I already have. I think I have. She was already with Family First. Let me make sure everything is still the same, all the information. Is it still 1 Wines and Drive, Suite 205?
Yes.
Okay. And the provider ID, is it still 307-82894?
That's correct.
That's authorization for?
I'm sorry?
When should I start the authorization for? When would you like to start it?
I mean, Keystone's been kind of lagging with us seeing it. So, and they're pretty adamant about having the auth before we start. So I would say Monday.
Monday, got you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll start it for Monday. Okay, thank you so much, Sarah.
All right, thanks, Monica. Have a
hold of Miss Rogers. Just give me a call, and I'll text her or do whatever.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Bye bye.